Well, good morning to everyone. I certainly hope you are all doing well today. For those of you who attend church regularly or even sporadically, I want to ask you a few questions. Have you ever heard of someone who stopped attending a specific church because they didn't feel like they were being fed spiritually at that church? Have you ever thought or said that yourself? Have you ever thought or said something like, "That church is not meeting my needs"? Chances are, we have all said that or thought similar things. Maybe we have said, "I'm not getting anything out of attending this or that particular church." Friends, what is church anyway? What is the purpose of a church? What do we expect from a church worship service? Now, some people shop for a church. And there's nothing wrong with that. Each Christian, each follower of Christ, needs to find a church home. But those who are shopping for church would benefit in asking themselves the following question. Here's the question. Are you shopping for what you need or what you want? What you need or what you want? Do we desire a very polished and elegantly delivered sermon? Do you or I want the hymns, the music, to be of a certain type or genre? Do we want the church service to be very structured, or do we want it to allow the Spirit to direct the service? Now, all of these questions are valid and have their place. But I feel strongly that one of the most important questions is this in regards to a church. Does the church have a sense of community? In the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul compared the church to a physical body containing many parts. Our individual bodies, with all of its integral parts, must work in unity as a community, if you will, or there will be devastating consequences. The same is true for a church body. To function successfully, a church must be more than just a place to be spiritually entertained for an hour a week. A church must be a community of believers that support each other in their walk with God. When outside supports falter, brethren, when these supports fail us from the outside, being involved in and an integral part of a community of believers can be of immense benefit. Let us pray. Father God, Creator of humankind, you know our needs, both physically and spiritually. Help each of us to find a community of Christian believers where we not only can be given support, but we can also offer support to others as they walk this Christian journey. Amen.